हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा। नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे जयम विष्णुपाद ब्रह्म सुपरिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोदशत डिवाइन ग्रेस ऐसे भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। अनंतकोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। समवेत भक्त वृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज श्री गुरु एंड गौरा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया। भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा। सुमन माताजी हैज रिक्वेस्टेड yourself, शी इज फ्रॉम यूके एंड शी डज सम acupuncture, not through needles but through magnetic things. So anybody has some problem, she can solve it in Gopalji Hall after the Bhagavatam class. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 9, Verse Number 49. Yat tad brahma param sukham sukshmam अशून्यम शून्यम कल्पितम् भगवान् वासुदेवेति यम गृह्णन्ति ते शाश्वतः। यत्तद् ब्रह्म परम सूक्ष्मम् अशून्यम शून्य कल्पितम् भगवान् वासुदेवेति यम गृणन्ति हि शाश्वतः। यत्तद् ब्रह्म परम सूक्ष्मम् अशून्यम शून्य कल्पितम् भगवान् वासुदेवेति यम गृणन्ति हि शाश्वतः। Ladies, यत दैट विच तत सच ब्रह्म परम परब्रह्म द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड एट कृष्ण सूक्ष्मम स्पिरिचुअल बियॉन्ड ऑल मटेरियल कंसेप्शंस अशून्यम नॉट इम्पर्सनल और वाइड शून्य कल्पितम इमेजिन टू बी वाइड बाय लेस इंटेलिजेंट मैन भगवान द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड वासुदेव कृष्ण इति दस यम हुम घृणति सिंग अबाउट ही इंडीड शाश्वत प्योर डिवोटीज ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रपोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस इस भक्ति विदान स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जाए द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड एंड वासुदेव कृष्ण इज एक्सट्रीमली डिफिकल्ट टू अंडरस्टैंड फॉर अन इंटेलिजेंट मैन हु एक्सेप्ट्स हिम एज एन इम्पर्सनल और वाइड विच ही इज नॉट द लॉर्ड इज देयरफॉर अंडरस्टूड एंड संग बाय प्योर डिवोटीज पर्पट एज स्टेटेड इन श्रीमद भागवतम 1.2.11 वदन्ति तत्त्वविदस्तत्वम् यज्ज्ञानमद्वयम् ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवानिति शब्दते द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ इज रियलाइज्ड इन थ्री फ्रेज एज ब्रह्मन परमात्मा भगवान भगवान इज द ओरिजिन ऑफ एवरीथिंग ब्रह्मन इज अ पार्शियल रिप्रेजेंटेशन ऑफ भगवान एंड वासुदेव द सुप्रीम रियलाइजेशन ऑफ सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड सुपर सोल लिविंग एवरीवेयर इन एवरीवन्स हार्ट इज ऑल्सो एन एडवांस रियलाइजेशन ऑफ सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड बट वेन वन कम्स टू अंडरस्टैंड द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड वासुदेव सर्वमिति वेन वन रियलाइजेज दैट वासुदेव इज बोथ परमात्मा एंड इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्मन ही इज देन इन परफेक्ट नॉलेज कृष्णा इज देयरफॉर डिस्क्राइब बाय अर्जुना एज पर ब्रह्म परम धाम पवित्रम परमम भवाम द वर्ड्स पर ब्रह्म रेफर्स टू द शेल्टर ऑफ द इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्मन एंड ऑल्सो ऑफ ऑल परवेडिंग सुपर सोल वेन कृष्णा सेज त्यक्त्वा देहम पुनर्जन्म नैति मामेति दिस मीन्स दैट द परफेक्ट डिवोटी आफ्टर परफेक्ट रियलाइजेशन रिटर्न्स होम बैक टू गॉडहेड महाराज खटवांग एक्सेप्टेड द शेल्टर ऑफ सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड एंड बिकॉज ऑफ हिज फुल सरेंडर ही अचीव्ड परफेक्शन ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्री युतापदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं सागरजातां सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं त्वं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावदूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरतिशे नमः पंचतत्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपस्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकं हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेशा गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरे प्रिय हे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखम करोति वाचालं पुंगुं लंगयति गिरिं यत्कृपातं वंदे श्रीगुरुदीनतारिणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरम् Hare Krishna. So this episode of Maharaj Khatwang, who comes in the dynasty of Amshuman. So first, in this chapter was discussed how the dynasty was destroyed because they mistreated. They thought that Kapila Muni, who was meditating at Ganga Sagar, he took the horse of sacrifice, but in fact the horse had just come there, and because of this offense they were burned to ashes by their offense. And to deliver the ancestors, so King Amshuman, his son Dilip, and then Bhagirathi, and Bhagirathi was successful in bringing the Ganges down to this earthly planet, and he delivered all the ancestors. And then his dynasty is described, and in the end it is stated about Maharaj Khatwang. And in this dynasty only, then Lord Ram comes. In the next chapter, then we will hear about the stories of pastime of Lord Ram. And in Bhagavatam, it is mentioned because Valmiki Muni has already written elaborately on Ramayana. So before that, this is the last Sukhdev Maharaj is describing about Khatwang. So Khatwang was also a very great king, and he had a lot of powers. He was a king of entire planet of this earth. And so, when there was a war between demigods and demons, which always goes on, so that time demigods approached Maharaj Khatwang, because he was a very pious king, to fight for them. So he was a commander-in-chief of demigods, and he fought for them, and he won many battles. And then after fighting for long time, then he was very tired, he wanted to retire. But the demigods were very pleased because of his help, Maharaj Khatwang's help, they could win the battle. So they were ready to offer anything to Maharaj Khatwang. But Maharaj Khatwang, as he was a great devotee of the Supreme Lord, He would have asked anything, and the demigods like Lord Shiva, Brahma, Indra, they have so many powers, so many opulence they have, and they could have given to Maharaj Khatwang. But instead, he asked that, how long I am going to live on this planet Earth? So the demigods, as they know everything, because they control us here, so they said that you have only one moment to live. So immediately Khatwang Maharaj was so clever, and so, you know, he wanted to utilize this one moment which he had in thinking of Krishna. So these are the verses where it is described that how Khatwang Maharaj is thinking. In his thought, he is offering prayers to the Supreme Lord. So he is saying that there are so many desires in this world. These demigods want to offer me anything, but I am more interested in Supreme Lord. And that's why I don't need any benediction given by demigods. Any material benediction I don't need. And I want to just fix myself, my mind on the Supreme Lord, and get out of this entanglement of this material world, cycle of birth and death, and go back to the Supreme Lord. And here also in the purport, it is mentioned that one who is, as there are three aspects of absolute, vadanti tattva tadvidas tattva mejat jnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagwaniti shabde. So the impersonalist, those who are jnanis, they think that Bhagwan or the Supreme God is impersonal. But that is incomplete realization. One has to go much further. So one may, like yogis, they think that the Supreme Lord is Paramatma in 400 form. But that is also incomplete. But still there is advancement in the realization. But ultimately the realization, the absolute realization is complete and is perfect when one realizes the Supreme Bhagwan aspect. And that Bhagwan aspect can be only realized by the pure devotees or by the process of bhakti. Bhakti amam abhijanati. So this Bhagwan aspect of absolute truth can only known by devotional service. And what is devotional service? It's very simple. So today I want to talk on the desires, because today we see that the living entity, everything moves around desire. Everything is happening because of the desire. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ichha Dvesha Samurthena Dandva Mohena Bharata. So because of the desire, Ichha, and that desire to envy the Lord, to want to become Lord, or to enjoy, that desire brings us here in this material world. So the desire is the root cause of all our suffering also and happiness also. But when we desire different from Krishna, then that is the cause of our Dandva Mohena Bharat. Then we fall into the trap of this duality, world of duality, good, bad, beautiful, ugly. So this world, we see that everything, two aspects, world of duality. So these desires, when they fall in this material world, then these desires can be categorized in three modes, because this material world is completely made up of three modes. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Krishna Nityadas Jivtaha Bhuli Gela Ei Doshe Mayatare Galaya Vandhila. So we are all servant of Krishna. Krishna Nityadas, we are eternal servant of Krishna. And when Jiv Taha Bhuli Gela, when a living entity forgets this, immediately, Ei Doshe, this is our biggest mistake, what we perform. The biggest mistake we perform is that we forget that we are servant of Krishna. Ei Doshe Maya Tare. So, the illusory energy of Krishna, Maya, she bounds us in these three modes of material nature. And then our desires also are influenced. Everything, not only our desires, but everything then get influenced by these three modes of material nature. But today we are discussing about desire, because as we see, these three modes from in Bhagavad Gita, from chapter number 14 to 18, practically Krishna is describing about the modes, how there are. The faith can be classified in the three modes, austerity can be classified in the three modes, what is the symptom of a person who is in the mode of goodness, who is in the mode of passion and ignorance. But today we are discussing about desire. So desires also can be classified in three modes, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Kamas Testarita Jnana Prabhadante Anna Devata. So first we will follow how Krishna describes. Krishna always describes the mode of goodness first, then passion, and then ignorance. So similarly, we will also describe this desire in first mode of goodness and then passion and ignorance. So generally when a person is influenced by the desire in mode of goodness, so as here in this material world, this mode of goodness is also not so pure. Till heavenly planet, it is tinged with mode of passion and ignorance. So what happens is that kamastaste rida jnana prapadyante anna devata. So there is a desire to enjoy. There is a desire to become, make us ourselves happy. That in this, the desire is that I should become happy. So for that he takes help of different demigods to ask some benedictions. Like for example, it is stated in like 94% of the Vedic scriptures describes karma kanda, where there it is stated, so if you perform this type of yajna, then you will achieve this. If you perform this type of vrata, then you will achieve this. So like if you perform 100 Ashwamedha yajna, then you can become Indra. So in this way, Krishna says, Yamimam pushpitam vacha pravadanti vipashita veda vadarata partha nanyat iti vadina. So these are like flowery words, those who have desire to enjoy. The words of Vedas appear very flowery to them because they promise higher sense enjoyment. So, bhoga ishvara prasaktanam taya aparta chetasam vyavasayatmaka buddhi samado na vidhiyate. Because they desire to enjoy themselves, they do sense gratification. Krishna says, because they become attached to this enjoyment and they cannot fix their mind on the Supreme Lord. So these are the generally the persons who are in the mode of goodness. They have the concept of next life. They know that they are soul, not this body. So they are not worried about much of this life, but they are more worried about next life. They want much bigger sense gratification in next life. They want to go to heavenly planets, where there is sense gratification million times better than here. But one who is in mode of passion, the next, he's a very narrow-minded person. He doesn't more of believe in soul, next life. So he thinks that whatever life I have got in this world, in this life, I want to enjoy it to the fullest extent. So that is the desires motivated by mode of passion. And today, as we see, today that is the mentality of people. So they think that we have only one life. Who has seen the next life? So whatever I have got, best use of bad bargain. So whatever I have, I will enjoy to the fullest extent. And mostly people in the mode of passion desire beautiful woman, money. Like example is given of Ravana. So Ravana was so passionate, his desire was so passionate that he wanted to enjoy Mother Sita. So as it is stated, Ataiva Sarva Pucha Param Devata Sarva Palika Sarva Jagatera Mata. So it in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is stated that the consort of Supreme Lord is our mother, Srimati Radharani. Ataiva Sarva Pucha, she is the topmost Devi to be worshipped. Param Devata, she is the topmost Devi. Sarva Palika, she is maintainer of each and every living entity. Sarva Palika. Sarva Jagatera Mata, she is the mother of the whole creation. So there is no difference between Mother Sita and Srimati Radharani. They are all expansions of Sita, is expansion of Srimati Radharani. But Ravan wanted to enjoy Mother Sita, and in fact somebody suggested him that, see Ravan, you are a mystic person, you have Ashta Siddhi, you can take form of Lord Ram and then you can enjoy Mother Sita. But Ravan said that when I have to take such certain form, then I have to meditate on that person. So when I meditate on Lord Ram, and then I come to know that Sita is my mother, so then how can I enjoy? So immediately when one fixes his mind on the Supreme Lord, immediately one understands that the whatever Lord's energy is for in the service, we should it's our like a mother. The energy of Lord is our mother and should be utilized in Krishna service. So that's why today's politicians like these three things, like lust, anger, pride, lust, anger, greed, can be categorized in the mode of passion, desire. And today's, as we see that today's politicians are influenced by lust, anger and greed. Like I was the other day reading in RIS India Forum this article that every day, you know, a person wakes up every day with a scam. So every day somebody, you know, reads newspaper. So every day we'll find new scam. So every day people are knowing about, their day starts with a scam. Because of, you know, desire, lust, anger and greed. And then there is desire in the mode of ignorance. And this is influenced by, that is illusion, it is moha, and pride, and envy. So like, for example, it's given Vitrasur. So Vitrasur, he was so lusty, and his austerity was also in the mode of ignorance. So he said that he asked Narad Muni, to whom should I worship? And Narad Muni could understand Vitrasur's Vikasur. So he used to cut his body and put it in the fire. And then still Shiva was not appearing in front of him. And then he ultimately said, just I will cut my head. So he was about to cut his head, then Shiva appeared there. And he asked the benediction that means on whomever hand I will put the hand on his head, he should die instantly. And after this, giving this benediction, Vitrasur started running after Shiva and to touch his head, because he wanted to enjoy Parvati. So in this way, people sometimes are so in illusion, pride and envy, out of envy, they desire to destroy others. Like there is a saying, like there were two neighbors, and one was a devotee of Lord Shiva. So then Lord Shiva appeared to him, and then he said, ask any benediction, but whatever you will ask, your neighbor will also get double of that. So then he said, okay. Then he said, I want a big bungalow. So he got a big bungalow. Then he saw that his neighbor got two bungalows, big bungalows. And then he said, I want a big Mercedes car. Then, but the neighbor got two Mercedes car. So then he said, what is this? This fellow is getting more than me. So then he said, let one of my eye get destroyed. So the neighbor, he got his two eyes got destroyed. So in this way, in the mode of ignorance, people cannot see others' progress or others' advancement, and they want to pull people down. So out of envy, they only work for how others can be destroyed. And now also the society has become so degraded that how in Vedic society, how modern society is completely opposite. When a person takes birth, he is not innocent. He is born with so many desires. He is born with so many desires. And what happens is today's society just puts fuel to that desires. More and more fuel. So it burns. So no parents or they give samskaras to children. And everybody, you know, suppose a small child is asked that, oh, what is your desire? Suppose that child says, oh, I want to become a sadhu or, they will rebuke him, you know. Well, what is this? This is something you desire. You should become big doctor, big engineer, or like big sports star or Bollywood star. And the whole propaganda, whole media, everything is that, you know, if you can become big cricketer, batsman, then it's considered success. And he's glorified like a big demigod. Or if you a person who, you know, like Bollywood film stars, or they are literally now worshipped like big demigods. But in fact, if their character may be hopeless or very loose character, or if they may not have any character. But the whole thing is that because they are having money, fame, and that is considered very good. And if suppose some child says that, yes, I want to become like some Bollywood hero, Amitabh Bachchan or something like that, so he says, wow, very good, very good. Like, so already we have so many of desires, and now today's society only puts fuel on this desire. But Vedic society was completely opposite. Vedic society knew that a child is born not innocent because he is carrying so much of his previous lifetime's desire, experience. So somehow there should be a check in the desire. So that's why there was a Gurukul where a person would be sent for 20 years and as a brahmachari life, where he would not associate with women, strictly prohibited. Because as Rishabhdev says, Pumsa Striya Maithuni Bhavametam Tar Granthi Mahur Atakshetra Sutatpa Vittar Janasya Mohoyam Aham Amiti. In this material world, the whole desire starts, the expansions of our desire start when one comes in association of opposite sex, Pumsa Striya Maithuni. The sex desire. Then what happens? Then tayor mita granta ahur atha griha kshetra atma vittar. Then you need a land, you need house, then you need money, and there is no end. You want to have more and more and more of these things. But Vedic society was completely opposite. And there was a strict training for 20 years. A person could not associate with opposite sex. And if a person wants to continue, then he would go for sannyas. But if one wants to go for grihastha ashram, in grihastha ashram also, so many rules and regulations. That if you are a grihastha, that doesn't mean that you have free license. The sex was also regulated, strict only for progeny. So in this way, Vedic society was so perfect. This Varnashram was made to check our desires. But unfortunately, today's society, nobody is following proper Varnashram system. And the whole propaganda is just do is whatever desire you have, you just fulfill, try to fulfill. And they are making sense gratification so cheap that anybody can access it. And because of that, people's mind and everything is getting contaminated. So it is said that one poet says that if you use all the tree as pen, and if you use the ocean as ink, and if you use the sky as a paper, and you go on writing your desire, a single one person desire, material desires, everything will end, but the desires will not end. So that is the extent. So material desires never end. So that's why in one Subhashitam it is stated that Ashanam Ashcharya Shinkhala. She is saying this Asha, it's a bondage, it's a chain, but it's such a surprising chain that one who is bound, Ya Baddhati Pradhavati, one who is bound by these ropes, he is seen Pradhavati, running here and there to fulfill his desires. Mukta Tishthati Panguvat. But one is free from this desire, you will see that person sitting at one place, doing nothing. He is satisfied, self-satisfied. So that's why in Bhagavatam also it's very beautifully said that Ashanam Paramam Dukham, Nairasham Paramam Sukham, Yata Chandanti Kantasha, Sukham Snuapniti Pingala. So this is the nature of desires in the modes of material, which are in the modes. So this Pingala was a prostitute and she also got frustrated. The whole night she was standing, as a prostitute she was standing on the door and she was expecting some nice big customer who could give lot of money to her. Then every person was passing by, she was thinking, oh, this person will come and satisfy me. Then that person went away, then another person. So every time she got so frustrated, then she gave up that desire. And then when she gave up that desire, material desire, then she could sukham swapniti pingala. So she could nicely sleep. So in this way, the material desires are always associated with misery. Then there is a desire of transcendent, because desires cannot be given up. The Buddhists, there are one class of transcendentalists like Buddhists. They say that they want to become desireless. They say that the cause of all problem is desire. So this, because of our desire we get this body. Because of desire we are miserable. So better that we don't have, we try our best to become desireless. If there is no desire, then there is no misery. But Prabhupada says that one cannot be desireless. Desireless means a stone doesn't have any desire. It is desireless. So we should not become like a stone. Becoming desireless means to become a stone. So it is said that even to become, have desire, to become desireless is also a desire. To become desireless is also a desire. So one cannot be free from desire. One has to have positive desire. So some transcendentalists, some yogis may have desire for ashta siddhis, like anima siddhi, becoming smaller than the smallest, then lagima, becoming very soft like feather, can go anywhere, or prapti siddhi, to get anything from anywhere, and then mahima siddhi, to become heavier than the heaviest. Then ishitva siddhi, then one can do something wonderful or annihilate everything at his will. And vashita siddhi, he can control the material elements. And then prakamya siddhi, that means he will possess such a power that will never get frustrated. He can do anything. And then last is kama vashita siddhi. So he can assume any shape, like Ravan had all these ashta siddhis. He can assume any shape, any form, and may do any whimsical thing, any whimsical desire he fulfilled. But generally when people achieve this, as we saw in the case of Ravan also, Hiranyakashipu, these big, big demons, or even a slight siddhi somebody gets, then he wants to become, you know, he wants to exhibit to people, and they want to become God. Like there was some mystic yogi who had this, that what is called, last one is Kamyavashita Siddhi, to take any form. But the material desires are there, so this yogi, he used to take the form of a monkey and go and sit on a tree and used to see woman bathing in the pond or some lake like that. So this he did 2-3 times, and then what happened is that because of monkey nature, so after 2-3 times he forgot the mantra to return back to human form of life. So then he remained a monkey like. So that is a problem with this. So when a person may, you know, try to enjoy, but somehow by the time he may forget the mantras, and then he may remain a monkey like that. So also we say in the case of Bhishaksen, so little power people get, he also got some mystic power, then they claim that, oh, he is Vishnu, or and people says they are God. So these are all, you know, desires, low kind of desires. But Bhagavatam says, akama sarva kamo va moksha kama udaredi tivrena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. But when we may have desires, we have to admit that we have desires. In this material world we have desires. But if we are very fortunate to worship Krishna, then slowly our desires will be purified. Just like Maharaj Dhruva. So Maharaj Dhruva had desired to obtain a kingdom greater than his grandfather. But his fortune was that he worshipped Krishna. He worshipped Krishna. And when somebody comes to Krishna, Chaitanya Charitamrita in Sanatana Shiksha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Sanatana Goswami what Krishna is thinking. Krishna kahe ama bhaje mage vishe suk, amruta chadi vish mage e vado murkh. Ami vigya vishay kene dibo, swacharanamriti dibo, vishay bhulaibo. So, Dhruva Maharaj was asking some material. He wanted to be king, he wanted to be controller of some. But when Vishnu appeared in front of him, and Vishnu put the conch shell on his head, immediately he was completely purified. And then in the end he is saying that sthana abhilashi tapasi stitoham tvam prapya deva munindra guhyam kachan vichinnam pi divya ratnam swamim kritastosmi varam nayache. So now I was doing austerities to get some broken pieces of glass, but now I have achieved diamond. So now I don't want anything. So this is the thing, that when we worship Krishna, even if we have material desires, in a period of time, that will be purified by Krishna. So ultimately one has to have higher taste. So anybody, he may be impersonalist, impersonal desire or whatever, like Sarvabhaum, Bhattacharya, Prakashanand, Saraswati, they had all impersonal, they wanted to merge in the Supreme Lord. So everybody had desire, but somehow or other they came in contact with pure devotees or the Supreme Lord, and they got purified, and their desire got purified. So that's why Prabhupadananda Saraswati says that Kaivalyam Narakayati Tridashapura Akash Pushpayati Durdentriya Kala Sarpa Patli Prakthadamstrayati Vishwam Purna Sukhayati Vidhi Mahendradishya Kitayati Yat Karunya Kataksha Vaibhatam Tvameva Gaurastuma. So unless and until one has that higher taste of Krishna consciousness, one cannot give up the lower desires. So Prabhupadananda Saraswati is saying that because he has received the mercy of the Supreme Lord, so Kaivalyam Narakayate, the impersonal Brahman is like a hell, Narakayate. and Tridashapura Akash Pushpayate. And all these heavenly planets, enjoyment of these heavenly planets is like the flowers in the sky. And Durdentira Kala Sarpapatli. And this, when one achieves the mercy of Krishna, all these senses which are like serpent, always, biting us with their poisonous fangs. It is like the Durdentira Kala Sarpapatli Prokthadam Strayate. So like the cobra, he may have very, poisonous teeth, but when these teeth are being removed, then that same cobra, which is so dangerous, cannot do anything. So similarly, when one has mercy of the Supreme Lord, then the senses are just like that cobra, which have no teeth. Vishwam Purna Sukhayati, the whole world seems to be very, everywhere blissful. And Vidhi Mahendra Adishya Ketayati, and all these demigods, they become very insignificant. Kitayate, like an insect. So one has to try to develop the higher taste. Also, our Bilomangal Thakur says, Bhaktis Tvai Sita Bhagavan Yadisyat Daivenana Palati Divya Kishoru Murti Mukti Swayam Mukalitam Jali Sevatesman Dharma Artha Kama Gataya Samaya Pratiksha. So when one attains Bhakti, so Mukti is standing at the door, and dharma, artha, kama, moksha are, begging that devotee that, oh, please accept us. Like that. So that is the greatness of the devotee, one who has achieved. So there are also spiritual desires, and in each sampradaya also we see there are different desires. So first we'll discuss about Sri Sampradaya. So in Sri Sampradaya, they have a desire to go to Vaikuntha Loka. They want to be with Lakshmi Narayan. And then there is Kumar Sampradaya. So their desire is to go to that Ranga Mahal. So that's why they chant Yugal Mantra. Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radhe, Radhe Sham, Radhe Sham, Sham Sham, Radhe Radhe. So if you go in north, in Vrindavan also, there are so many this Nimbark Sampradaya or Kumar Sampradaya. So they want to be in that Ranga Mahal, where Radha Krishna are eternally united. And then in Rudra Sampradaya, they chant Krishna Sharanam Mama, and they want to go to Dwarka or worship Bal Gopal or Gokul, in Gokul. And then also in Madhva Sampradaya also, they worship in awe and reverence. Their desire is to go to Dwarka. But in Gaudiya Sampradaya, it's a very special thing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has given a very special thing. And through his devotees, he exhibited what a desire a person should have. In Mahaprakash Lila, as we see, that Sridhar had nothing, and he was offered benediction. You ask anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying that, I will make you a king of entire planet. And Sridhar was so poor that his clothes were all torn, his house was torn down, and he didn't have money to stitch his clothes. He used to tie a knot to his clothes. But he said that, I don't want anything, I just want that the same Brahmana boy should come and trouble me, take banana leaf from me. Or Haridas Mukund also. So Mukund, he said, just I want devotion. Because Duryodhan, Hiranyakashipu, all these demons saw the Supreme Lord, but because they didn't have devotion, they could not appreciate Supreme Lord. So if you can give me devotion, then I can appreciate you. Similarly, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also confirmed, yes. He said, because of devotion only, one can appreciate me. And then, the last I want to discuss about Vasudev Datta. which is the highest, like this desire a person can have. Like, so he is saying that jivara dukha dekhi mora hrudaya vidare sarva dukha papa prabhu deha mora sire. Since when I see the miseries of the living entities, I feel very unhappy, and please give all the sins. If you deliver them, and if you think they are very sinful, you give that sins to me, I will jivara papalena mui karimu narkobhog. I will go eternally to hell, but sakala jivara prabhu guchhao bhavaro. But you deliver these fallen souls. So same contradiction we see. Some terrorists, you know, they say that you go to hell, we will kill you, you go to hell and we will go to heaven by killing you. So how contradiction? Here the Vaishnava principle teaches us that para dukkha dukhi, you go to heaven, you enjoy, and I will suffer for you. So that is the mood. So Prahlad Maharaj says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that tumhar vichitra nahe tumi sakshad Prahlad. So whatever he is saying is not great, because you are incarnation of Prahlad. Tumar upare Krishner sampurna prasad. So you are completely mercy of the Supreme Lord. And Krishna say satya kare je mage bhrutya, bhrutya vancha purti vinu nahi anya krita. So what Krishna is doing? Krishna is only fulfilling the desires of every living entity. So if a pure devotee desires something, Krishna fulfills that. And Krishna also fulfills desire of materialistic according to their modes of nature. But only when in the modes of nature it is little restricted. Just like in prison house, the desires are fulfilled, but still there is restrictions by the jail authorities. Similarly, here also we may have so many desires, but our desires are fulfilled with sanctions. Not everything is fulfilled. So, asamarth nahe Krishna, dhare sarvabal, tuma keva kene bhunjaibo papa phal. So he says that Krishna is so great that why he will give all the reactions of sins. Tumhara jar hita vanche sehila hoila Vaishno, Vaishnava papa Krishna dur kare sar. So you have desire to benefit them and Krishna will fulfill that. And he gives the example, ek audumbara vruksha lage koti phal, koti che brahmanda bhase virar je rajal. Similarly, he gives that, just like in our courtyard, there is a audumbar tree. So there are many fruits, and every day hundreds of fruits fall down from the tree, but that does not affect the tree. Similarly, he says that there are so many thousands of universes in Viraja, in the water of causal ocean, that if one universe is destroyed, there is no harm, there is no... So, tare ek rai nashe hani nahi mani, aiche ek anda nashe Krishna nahi hani. So, he is comparing each universe to be like a mustard seed, in a bag of a mustard seed. And even he says that, sabha brahmanda sahe jadi mayar hoye kshay. Even if all brahmandas, all material universe and maya is completely destroyed, tathapi na mane Krishna kichu apachay. Still Krishna, therefore Krishna, there is no loss. And he is giving a very beautiful example. This example I like. Koti kamadhenura patira chhagi jaise mare, sada aishwara pati Krishna maya kiba kore. So he is saying that if a person who possesses thousands of kamadhenu, wish fulfilling desire, cows, and he also possesses one she-goat, and the she-goat has died. Now this person, any loss is there to him? He has thousands of wish-fulfilling cows, and if one she-goat dies, what is the difference? So this material world is like a you know, compared to a she goat, you know. Yeah? So this material world is so insignificant for Krishna. So in this way, and last I want to describe about Kunti Maharani, her desires. So her desire is to remember Krishna at any cost. She is ready to pay anything for that. Vipada santuta shashvat tatra tatra jagadguru. So she is nobody can have this type of guts to ask miseries. To remember Krishna, she is ready to pay any cost. So she is saying that even if you give me misery, but in return I can remember you, then I am ready to accept that misery. So in this way, what we should desire. So there are many devotees who desire, sometimes it seems to be material desire. They say, oh, let my health be very nice, let my family members become devotees, like that. So, if whatever desire we have, if it's serving Krishna, if it helps us to advance in Krishna consciousness, then that desire is very nice. We should have that desire. So, ultimately, to remember Krishna is the most suitable desire we should have. Because of not remembering Krishna, we have come here. So in each and every prayer, where pure devotees pray, what he prays is that, just in some, words are different, may be different, but ultimately, the essence is just to remember Krishna. Always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. So, this is the ultimate desire we should have. When we forget this desire, then thousands of material desire will come up. So to serve Krishna and to have to remember always Krishna, that should be our final desire. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So anybody has any desire to ask question? Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.